I'm reading one verse from Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And in verse 9, we read also, for in him, Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And my subject tonight is incomplete without Christ. You and me are incomplete, totally incomplete without the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the world is telling us, go for it. Find your potential. The top. Go for the top. But this text is reminding us that without the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot go to our full potential. We cannot go to the top. We cannot reach the top. It's just impossible. Why? Because we are incomplete without him. My dear friends, do you see that verse 10 in Colossians 2 verse 10? And ye are complete in him. What an affirmation. I think you cannot pass it over. It is a great affirmation. You are complete in him. Because without him, I am a half person. Oh, please don't be offended. Without Jesus Christ, you only live a material life. If you don't mind me saying, you only live an animal life. Just like animal. Only for the here and now. So you are indeed incomplete. You are so limited. Limited in every sense of the word. But actually, you are fragmented. You are confused. You have lost it all. You don't know what is the purpose of life. You don't know where you are going. And you do not have any hope. Because if you are limited only to look at the things of this life, you are a partial person, a half person. But when a sinner finds the Lord Jesus Christ, we read from the Bible, you become a full person, a complete person, a mature person. And that is a great blessing into your soul. You see, without Jesus Christ, I can give you my testimony if you want. Without Jesus Christ, we are just like prisoners. Prisoners in a dungeon. And actually, we are sequestrated. We are living in complete darkness. You know, somebody living in darkness, what does he need? He doesn't need music. He doesn't need poetry. He needs light. And Jesus Christ, in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. So you find Jesus Christ, the darkness is dissipated. The darkness vanishes. The darkness is gone forever. Because you have found Jesus Christ, the light. And with in that dungeon, you are just like a slave, with no hope. And no hope of an eventual liberation. You are in chains, locked up. And very soon, there will be a judgment upon your life. Because if you stand before God, you have never been converted, you have never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, I can tell you again, you are a half person. Really, just a half person. While God wants you to enjoy life. You see, the world, I'm sure some of us here know these things better than me. The world will never be able to satisfy your soul. The world will never be able to quench the thirst of your soul. You know, the world is like salty water. More you drink it, more thirsty you are. And that is what we see every day in this world. Oh, certainly, all the more so, the world will never be able to satisfy our souls. You know, you will never be able to function properly without Jesus Christ. You are like a machine, you know, a machine, a car without engine. Oh yes, the carcass looks nice. It's there, well painted. It is. It has some appearance and attraction, but it's not functioning. It's not functioning the way God wants you to be functioning. So you are, in a sense, like a machine out of order. You know, sometimes you see the ATM and they put a piece of paper on that ATM. It's written out of order, cannot be used today. That's like you and me without the Savior. Oh, you don't mind me. I hope that the picture is very gloomy. It's very gloomy because without Jesus Christ, I'm out of order. And may I exaggerate even the picture? You know, sometimes you go into a shop, you are looking for an item or an article to buy, and it says there, oh, sorry, out of stock. Not available. That's the picture for you and me without, again, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my dear friends, we are born in this world and we are missing a vital part in our bodies. We are missing a vital part in our life. You know, again, you buy a very new item. It comes new to at your home. It is delivered. You plug it. And then something is missing. It's not working. Why? You call the service. They come and check it. Oh, actually, it was very simple. One piece is missing, and we need to find that piece. So that's exactly what you are and I am without the Lord Jesus Christ. We need a vital organ. A vital organ. And you know, again, when your body, the organs of your body are not functioning, oh, very soon, and the doctor gives you the diagnostic, you are alarmed. Oh, that part of your body needs something vital. It needs a replacement. You may need a transfusion or a total change of that organ, vital organ. But you see, your soul is in you. That vital organ will never function properly until you find the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we read here. Because what is that vital organ? It's our soul. And our soul needs to be quickened from the dead. But what is the problem that has injured and harmed our soul? May I tell you? It's very simple. Very simple. More simpler than you may think. Oh, it is sin that disabled us. Sin made us to be ugly. The villains. Villains before God. Oh, God created us in His image. We are beautiful, handsome people. But look what happened. It's like a mirror. You know, when you take a mirror and you give a knock to that mirror, or it falls down, it cracks. There are cracks everywhere. It gives you a broken picture. That is exactly what we are without the Lord Jesus Christ. So sin disabled us. We are bankrupt, we are ruined, we are corrupt. And remember, the text says, you are filled in Christ, meaning without Christ you are just empty. Empty vessel. Your soul is empty. Your life is empty. Your mind is empty. Your heart is empty. No way to live the way that you should have lived because you have spurned God who could give you happiness. Oh, my dear friends, it's all here before us. May I tell you three things tonight? I won't keep you long, but I want you to understand, oh, the glory, the satisfaction, the bliss, the blessedness of leaving this room tonight, knowing I can sleep well. Oh, yes, I can sleep with many troubles. I can sleep with many worries, But I know one worry is taken away. One worry is taken away. One anxiety is taken away. My guilt is taken away. My sins are forgiven. If I die tonight and appear before God, I know that I am washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And God will say to me, poor sinner, you are acquitted because I died for you. Because you repented from your sins. Because you trusted in me. Tonight your life is not in danger anymore. You can enter into heaven. Not for any righteousness of mine, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So number one, look at it again. I want to explain that word complete. It's an amazing word, a remarkable word really. And the word here, look verse 9 and 10, if you have the text before you. Do you know the word fullness? And the word complete there, it's exactly the same Greek word. The same. So, if you don't mind me reading for you verse 10 again. You are full, complete in Him. Because Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. Christ is the completedness. The same word. I don't know why they translated it differently in English, but the Greek word is the same. And it means you can add nothing to Christ. You can add nothing to Christ. You can add nothing to the free salvation he provides. But actually, the word complete there means actually consummate. It means perfect. So just imagine tonight, I hope this brings some gladness into your soul and into your heart. When you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are perfect. Oh, I see you. I see myself. Nobody is perfect. But you see, the miracle is when you are converted, God looks at you as if you have never committed the slightest sin in your life. I think that's good news. Don't you think so? Oh, it should be good news to your soul. Complete, perfect, consummate. Why? Because Christ fulfilled everything. He procured the salvation. He met all the requirements. He ticked all the boxes. He's the God-man. There is no sin in him. He has never had a bad thought. He never pronounced an empty word. A filthy word has never come out from his mouth. All his wisdom, all his perfection, all his wholesomeness, all his gentleness in Jesus Christ. Complete means also, once you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is another good news. I have many good news for you tonight. If you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your status, your situation, and your condition will never change. Will never change. There will never be reversal in your life. Or the poor sinner you were, you will never go back to that state again. Once for all. And the good news again, you will never be disowned. God will never say, oh, I'm sorry, you are not my son, you are not my daughter anymore. God will never say that. Because God is faithful. He keeps his promises. So you see, this is a powerful word. And all that because of salvation when you find the Lord Jesus Christ. To be complete, my dear friends, is to have him. Is to have him. And every other religion. You know, I often tell you, we study religions. Every day, as a preacher, I study religions. But I can tell you, there is no religion that tells you, once you believe, tonight, immediately, no delay, no hesitation, no postponing, right now, in the very moment, as soon as you turn to the Savior, it is as if there is a magnetism, a telepathy. Oh Lord, I'm a sinner, I have sinned against thee. I know from my heart, I'm ruined, I'm bankrupt, I'm corrupt, I trust in the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the blood of Jesus Christ wash me clean. Immediately, you are transported from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And every other religion is a religion of good works. I was saying this morning, my dear friends, how much good works I can do? How much? Even do I have the means to do good works? That is what, from cover to cover, God said salvation is not by good works. Ye are saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God, so that no man could boast. Nobody will boast before God. And only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And complete means also to be filled to the brim. You know, sometimes you say, oh, the glass is half empty. Half empty. Or you say, the glass is full to the half. Half full. But that's not what we are talking about. It's not empty to the half. And it's not full to the half. It's totally full. That's what will happen with you. Your life will be full. Your life will have a meaning. Your life will have a purpose. And you will see your life will be a happy life. Oh yes, I'm not saying you will have material things, but I can tell you again, oh, you can have the whole world. But if your soul is not reconciled with God, vanity of vanities is all vanity. You know, in Kenya, I read recently that there was a rich man. He had a very beautiful car. And he said to the people, when I die, bury me with my car. And they did so. They did so. In the past, you know, in the long, long ago, the Egyptians, the emperors and kings, when they died, they asked to bury them with their gold and silver. Even they were buried with their slaves while they were still alive, thinking that in that grave there, those slaves would still continue to serve them. Pagan religion. Vanity. You will take nothing with you when you die. When you leave this world, you leave everything here. But I guarantee you, you go in the next life with your spiritual life in Jesus Christ. So complete. But look at the second thing. The second thing. I want to consider verse 9 there. Because verse 9 is really remarkable. Look at verse 9. Speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Bodily. And actually, Paul didn't start there. If you don't mind me, just to keep you for some minutes here, to see the power of Jesus Christ. Go back to chapter 1. I will show you something. Because Paul echoes what he said already in chapter 1. And look at chapter 1, verse 19. I show you something. Chapter 1, verse 19. And look how he speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. All fullness dwell. Speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So in that, you see the two natures of Jesus Christ. The two natures. All that is in God is in Christ. He is the visible fullness of God. But now, I don't often do this. But if you don't mind, I will just read for you a sequence here, a paragraph. Oh, my dear friends, you cannot miss it. You cannot miss the divinity of Jesus Christ, but also the humanity of Jesus Christ. The two natures of Christ in one person. The two natures are separated, are distinct, but they are never separated. He is the God-man. So if you don't mind, I just read it for you. I can really expand about it, but let the Bible speak better than all of us. Bible says it better than any preacher. Chapter 1, verse 13. And just as I read it, think about the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? He is the fullness of God, and why he can make you to be a complete person. Verse 13, chapter 1. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The Father did that. In verse 14, in whom the Son, the context, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 15, this is majestic, excellent, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions and principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. You see the beauty of Jesus Christ? I don't need a presentation. All is in him, my dear friends. Christ is, and this could not be said about anyone. It could not be said about a king. It could not be said about an angel. It could not be said about a man. Only about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the visible God. And you see the verse 9 again, it says, in him dwelleth in the present tense. It's not in him dwelleth before in the past or will dwell, but dwells even now. It is permanent. It doesn't come and go. He has always been God, the Lord Jesus Christ. All the fullness of him dwelleth in him. No add, no upgrade, no supplement, no improvement. All the perfection of God dwells in the Lord Jesus Christ. All the fullness, not some, but all. This could not be said about an angel. Could not be said about anyone. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the true and perfect expression of God. My dear friends, I hope you don't mind me saying that every God is just a charlatan. But look, how does the fullness of God dwell in Christ? Verse 9 again. How does the fullness of God dwell in Christ? And the text says, bodily, in his body, in his human body. Remember that Christ who walked in the streets of the city of Jerusalem, that Christ that was crucified on the cross of Calvary, he is no one but God himself. But God himself, God of the very God. His body was a sinless body. His body was a perfect body. He was God incarnate and God in the flesh. You see, we read in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1 that we have been created in the image of God. But guess what? Another good news for us. Jesus Christ is the image of God. He's the very image of God. It means you see Christ, you see God. You believe in Christ, you believe in God. He said, if you believe in me, you also believe in my Father. He said, the Father and I, we are one. The Lord Jesus Christ. Are you complete or halfway? Complete only in Jesus Christ. He is the eternal God, the God-man. So, my third heading. Number 1, I explained the word complete. Number two, I explain to you how the fullness of the divinity, the Godhead, dwell in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God of the very God. And look, number three now, we come to verse 10 again. Ye, it means you and me, if you trust in him, you are complete in him. Do you see the tense again? I always watch the tenses in the Bible. The verbs, the adjectives, the pronouns, the articles, are always the direct objects, the indirect objects. I watch all those things because they are revelatory and they teach us more about the Word of God. Do you see the tense here? Ye are. Right now, you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In him, you have been made full, the Greek says. In him and with him. We were not at all with him. You see, that's the point. You were not in him. You have to come to be in him by repenting from your sins and by trusting in him. Oh, sin, my dear friends, sin has emptied us. You are an empty person without Christ. Sin has alienated and damaged us, but by faith you are brought into union with Christ in completion with him, because he saves us not for a half life, but for eternity. And he saved us, we read, by the cross of Calvary, in shedding his blood. In Christ, God fulfilled everything. Everything. And the sinner who repents is fulfilled also in Christ. My dear friends, you have Christ, you lack nothing. You remember Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the Lord there is the Lord Jesus Christ according to John chapter 10. You have Jesus Christ, you lack nothing. Without Christ, you are incomplete. Incomplete indeed, without Christ. His fullness can meet all our spiritual needs. God is in Christ, and once a sinner is converted, you are in Christ. In closing, look at what conversion does to us. And I want to mention three things in closing. Three things Christ does to you when you trust in him. Number one, in believing in Christ, I have everything I need to fight all temptations. I have everything. I will be complete. I am complete in Christ to overcome sin and to overcome temptations. Sin will not have dominion over you, we read in Romans chapter 6, in trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he makes the sinner to be complete. My dear friend, you become complete mentally. Your guilt is taken away. You become complete spiritually. You have fellowship with God. You become complete emotionally. You are not driven by your emotions and feelings. But now, your feelings and emotions make sense because you walk by faith, not by sight. But you become also complete socially. You love your neighbor, and you don't want to harm him. You don't want to gossip about him. You don't want to slander him. You wish him the best. You see, that is the victory Christ is giving us in the battle, in the war against sin and against ourselves. And you see, Christ doesn't give us just a boost. You know, people go for a drink. They go for a fix in order to get ecstasy, in order to get a boost. But you don't need that because you are complete in Christ. He brings all the things you need in your body, mentally, spiritually, socially, and emotionally. All is to you free of charge. Oh, we are all tempted to find out something new, something deeper and better, something more exciting. But in Christ, we have it all. You trust in Christ tonight, my dear friend, you can go back home saying, look, I'm complete. I'm a full person. I'm a mature person. That's the meaning of the word perfect, you know? The word perfect means to be a whole person. It means to be a mature person. It means to be one, not divided, confused. That's what sin does to us. We are confused. I'm complete, I'm full, I'm content, and I'm satisfied. May I ask you, what fills you tonight? Are you filled with sin, with greed, with arrogance, with yourself, with the world? Oh no, I want to be filled with the Lord Jesus Christ. What achievement are you dreaming about? The young ones, as I said right from the beginning, they dream for having a status in the world, a status in their career. Oh, my career, my career. But you will never prosper. You will never function properly, as I said, without the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your career? Very good. But have Jesus Christ. And you will see the blessing. Oh, his fullness resolves all our problems of sins. He went into the cross of Calvary. May I say, he went to the cross of Calvary with you and me in mind. It was not just by chance he went there. He went to the cross of Calvary with the sinners, repentant sinners in his mind and in his heart. He died for them. And if we trust in him. But look at the second thing. I want to tell you also what conversion does. And you are complete in him. Not in self, but in him. The world and sin will never fill the need of your soul. But in Christ, you are full, you are complete, you are perfect one. And what does he do when you trust in him? He gives you full acceptance. You become a child of God. He gives you perfect peace. The peace of God which passes under all understanding. He gives you life. He gives you eternal life. But guess what? He gives you grace upon grace. Mercy upon mercy. Blessing upon blessing. And now you can pray to God. Not mechanical, cold, feelingless prayers. But prayers that have a meaning. And God will hear you from above. Oh, Christ paid it all. God made him to be to us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption because he was nailed at the cross of Calvary. If you trust in him, complete in him, no one will deceive you. Look at verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8 there. What Paul says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. If you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never be deceived by man's philosophy and tradition, their deceitfulness. Christ will protect you. His word will protect you. You see, that's the evidence which Christ fulfilled at the cross of Calvary. But let me close the third one. What fills you? What fills your life? How are you doing? Are you complete or full or just halfway or empty? My dear friend, you cannot be halfway Christian. That's the trouble in many churches. I guarantee you, in my small life, I have seen many, many nominal Christians. They are half Christians. But in the Bible, you never find the word half Christian. You are either full, complete, or you are not. So that's the blessing again of the cross of Calvary. Of his fullness, the repentant sinner is made complete. By his finished work, we are made complete. Please don't go back home tonight. I plead with you. As an ordinary preacher, don't go back home, half person, just material life, incomplete. Oh, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. God created you for a higher aim. And in Christ, your position will never be revoked. It will never be dismissed. And once you are his forever. Let's pray.